AircheckDownloads.com.
Happy holidays from the weekly top 40, a show with no budget. That's why I'm singing my own jingle now. Thank you. Thank you. Colonel Parker, give everybody a picture of a Cadillac.
Yeah, these are the top 40 hits in the nation, according to Cashbox Magazine. And at number 23 right now, yeah, oh, wait a minute, the boss just walked in. Are you standing there again?
Yes.
Oh, gee, we had a power outage across the street. And the bucket on top of the Colonel Sanders there stopped rotating. You thought the world had stopped going around, didn't you?
Yes.
Don't worry, it's okay. It's going to be all right. At number 23, here's Bob Seger with Understanding.
Seems like only yesterday.
Bob Seger, that's off the soundtrack of the movie Teachers. It's called Understanding. It's up 3 to number 23 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. That takes us to number 22 and a group that holds the place in chart history. Their song Waiting for a Girl Like You went to number 2 exactly 3 years ago and stayed there for 7 weeks. It made it one of the longest songs to stay at number 2 without ever, ever going to number 1. That was their last big smash before this one. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is.
I've got to take a little time.
That's Foreigner and I Want to Know What Love Is on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. That's up 8 big spots to number 22. Well, coming up, we have the truth about insect songs.
The weekly Top 40.
The weekly Top 40.
Hey, we're coming at you from Hollywood, where all of the tinsel originated, the home of the artificial Christmas tree. And here we are at number 21, a song that's getting a lot of requests all over the world for Jermaine Jackson. And Do What You Do When You Did What You Did To Me. That's the guy that produced Pia Zadora's new album. In fact, he's crazy about Pia, says she's got a lot of talent, and he's got a lot himself. Jermaine Jackson and Do What You Do When You Did What You Did To Me. Up 4 to number 21 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Next hour, you're going to love this. We have an excitement level that is just unparalleled. Cyndi Lauper tells you what to do to have fun. Also, Tina Turner's success secrets. Stay there.
Top 40.
We're going all over the world with a weekly Top 40 Countdown on great radio stations like Q100, Hit Radio in Easton, Allentown, and Bethlehem, 98.5 WROR in Boston, 93 FM in Houston and Galveston, and KQ92, the Music AM in Olympia. If you've been going around thinking that Centipede is the first bug-related song to reach the Top 40, no, not at all. Remember The Birds and the Bees? The Funky Worm? Spiders and Snakes? How about all that, huh?
Yuck!
Yeah. Here's the oldest Jackson sister, Rebe, a song written and produced by Michael Jackson when he was on the Victory Tour. He actually wrote and produced this while he was touring and sang on it. Centipede, number 20. Rebe Jackson, song written and produced by Michael Jackson. That's Centipede, up 2 to number 20 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And there's only one member of the Cars that's getting any attention these days. He's Rick Ocasek, who claims to be responsible for 95% of what the band does. That's why group member Elliot Easton has just signed a solo recording contract. But here is Elliot Easton doing his 1.25% with the Cars and all the rest of the guys, along with Rick Ocasek. Hello again, at number 19.
Hello again.
They almost sound like Bob Dylan.
I love the Cars.
And they're up 2 to number 19 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. What a great holiday weekend. It's great. Coming up, we have for you Cyndi Lauper's fun secrets. First of all, let's check in. Jackie the Joke Man is on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, boy, here we go. Strap in for Jackie. We're rolling, Jack.
Why did the driver's ed teacher make the tall, skinny girl sit in the back seat on the right?
Why?
So he could use her knees as a headrest.
AircheckDownloads.com.